Well, it's great to be here with you today, and we're going to play a piece now for you called Malagueña and one called Granada. We'll follow that up with Malagueña with Granada.
From Spain.
From Spain. And Sylvia and I, have each year, for about the last 5 years, go down to St. Augustine and play for the Menendez Festival in St. Augustine when King Juan Carlos will come. This is one of the pieces that we do on that agenda. There's a number of days in that festival where they commemorate the man who founded St. Augustine, which is a fellow named Pedro Menendez, who King Philip of Spain appointed. Anyway, this is a Malagueña, one of his favorite pieces. Thank you. piece is titled Granada by a Mexican composer named Agustin Lara, and it's one of our favorite pieces. Song we wrote, and it's got a technique in it that's very indigenous to Spain. It's called rasqueado, and Sylvia and I performed quite a bit with a flamenco dancer. In fact, we did the Founders Day celebration at Put-in Bay last Sunday. It was a lot of fun out there. We found out that this man, De Rivera, who, if you've ever been to Put-in Bay, and there's a park there, and it's called De Rivera Park. But we found out that this man actually founded that whole area and had given a great deal of land and that sort of thing. And so they named it for him. And so they're commemorating him with a flamenco show, and we were there with our dancer. And she uses castanets. And so we perform in Spain with her, too. It's a lot of fun in places like Granada and Sevilla and stuff. She drapes these castanets off the thumb on a string, and the fingers come into the one which kicks up on the other and makes a very fast, almost repetitive, almost like a rattlesnake sound, very rapid. Her fingers are coming this way. Ours are going this way, the opposite direction. But we're doing the same thing. And if I take the sixth string and bring it across the fifth string, I can do something on my guitar, which she's doing with her castanets, but it's going to sound like a snare drum. first little one, ring, middle, index in that order. It's consecutive motion. Now, if I were to do that across a chord, I would not only pick up percussion, but I'd pick up harmony. So not only with the cast nuts doing, but I'm fingering chords. So whether it's a bolero rhythm, which we're going to play for you, like, or a melagueña like we started with, or a sevillanas, which you'd hear and it's so neat because the rhythms are coming after the cities, like sevillanas for Seville, or melagueña from Malaga, or granadinas from Granada. They like their little areas of rhythms. So that first one we played for you was a melagueña. But you see that technique of the rasqueado, and rasqueado means drum, is indigenous to Spain, very indigenous. That's a melagueña, sevillanas. Or a happy sevillanas. Have that technique. And Sylvia, this gives me an opportunity to tell you a little bit about her. Sylvia was born and raised in Slovakia, and she went to Bratislava Conservatory. She already played a fantastic guitar in high school before she went to Bratislava Conservatory, but she did her study there, graduated with honors in classical guitar, and was chosen by her government to come with two other students to the United States to study jazz. She did that here at Cleveland State in Tri-C, graduated summa cum laude, and then started playing with the Cleveland Orchestra. So she's played the Lord of the Rings, the Blossom Festival Orchestra, and at Severance Hall she's played three-penny opera, many different things with banjo, mandolin, and guitar. And so she's got a really terrific background, and she and I have a great time going to different resorts and playing everything from teas to weddings. But she'll tell you a little bit about a technique that she uses that's, again, indigenous to Spain, and it's called a tremolo.
It sounds like a trill. It's a little bit less flamboyant than the rasgado. And my fingers start out with the thumb, and then the fourth, third, second, index is the second, and then the thumb is one. So this is what it sounds like slowly. Thumb, four, three, two. So constantly keep doing that pattern. Thumb, four, three, two. And then you practice this slowly until you can increase the tempo a little bit. And it should sound like this. It takes a lot of time, a lot of practice. But that's the tremolo, and it's like a little trill. Next thing, we'll do the bolero.
Bolero, and that uses this technique. Thank you. there's a.
I think we should move on to another picture.
There's a beautiful instrument that we brought along with us today that Mike was especially wanting us to bring in there. That's the Baroque lute. That's an instrument that Johann Sebastian Bach actually wrote for. There's lutes and other, and we can play Bach on the guitar too. But this is the actual tuning that Johann Sebastian Bach used. And I think that you'll like the way this instrument sounds. And we use this for the Menendez Festival too. It's a lovely sounding instrument. I mentioned that there's beautiful choreography too with this piece that's danced to down there, and a very popular rhythm in Philip's court in Spain called Folias. Strumming that I was doing on the guitar would have been played at that time in Philip's court on what we call a Spanish baroque guitar. There was an instrument played in Spain called a vihuela, V-I-H-U-E-L-A, that would have been a counterpart of a lute like that. But it would have been had sides like this instead of the pear shape. Those were very popular in the Spanish courts of the kings. But there was an instrument that existed side by side that's kind of come down to this instrument, and that was the Baroque Spanish guitar. And they're a little smaller, And it was that instrument that led to the flamenco strums. And when you go to Spain and you visit the area of Andalusia, which is like, there's like a state here, the province of Andalusia, you will hear flamenco played a great deal, more than any other part of Spain. We do these programs with like the Fairmont Spanish dancers, and when you get up in the northern regions of like the Basque country and Catalonia, you'll actually see things that almost resemble more of an Irish or a Scottish jig. It's the music down in the southern part that is really the flamenco. And I think it's fascinating. This music's never been written down. It's just always been passed from father to son, like a tradition. And you walk down the streets of Granada, you see little young boys, 4 or 5 years old, they stick a capo across their instrument like this so that it's like a three-quarter guitar, and they're playing, they're 3 years old, starting to play those flamenco strums. But so you don't find it written down. But scholarship has shown, and in fact, Sylvie and I are very good friends with a Dr. Shaskis here in Cleveland, who's on the board of the Apollo's Fire of the Cleveland Baroque Orchestra. He often plays and gives lectures on the Spanish Baroque guitar that was played in King Philip's court. And when you watch him do these lectures, he does things with that little guitar that are like this. She's playing in the piece, Folies, from that court, from King Philip's court. Imagine them dancing. Just a lot of fun, a lot of fun music from that time. And a lot of this, as he's pointed out to us, is recent scholarship, because they haven't really known exactly where they didn't know if it was coming from the oud, was it coming from the gypsies, they were coming from up in India, were they introducing those kinds of strums? Sylvie and I play a lot of flamenco, as I mentioned to you, and we do things like the bulerias. Try this one. One, two. Popular rhythms of Granada, where the Sevillanas, very light from Seville, but the Bulerias, very, very dramatic. We're going to do the country of France now, and we'll start with...
Wait for you?
It's a lovely ballad. And we'll visit the area of Nice and give you a feeling of what it would be like to hear a guy like Django Reinhardt play the jazz. One of our favorite places to play, and especially Paris, is that beautiful area called the Montmartre, where the artists are. And we had some wonderful experiences there. You know, the Second Corps playing the music of Edith Piaf and Django Reinhardt, the Moulin Rouge and all that. And this is that style. Let's do that. Thank you. you can see why she would have graduated summa cum laude from Fresno in jazz. And she plays, and we love doing the Duke Ellington, a lot of American. We do a lot of Sinatra, Michael Bublé, and a lot of jazz. But we thought, fitting in this Mediterranean program, we would visit the Nice Montreux Jazz Festival there on the Mediterranean and give you a touch of Django Reinhardt. One of the things that I was fascinated by in playing the recording studio with Sylvia, that was my first exposure to her with other musicians, I was sitting there watching her across the room and watching other guitarists, you know, making all these grand efforts. And she would make these small chords, and then she explained they're like Django Reinhardt chords. And that's what I was playing behind her. Very small, just sometimes just three notes. Some of those, where I probably would have played that maybe years ago, more like a big six string. Less muddiness. I mean, if she's playing on the melody, and there's less muddy quality, and her melody can come out, and she can project her jazz solos better on that kind of a concept. Just like a nice bass moving along with chord changes.
I don't know if you've heard the story about Django Reinhardt. Probably did, but he was a gypsy, a Belgian gypsy, and he lived in a caravan, and there was a fire. And he lost two of his fingers on his left hand, the pinky and the ring finger. So if you've heard him play on recordings, it's amazing he did it with those two fingers. Every now and then, he could maybe get the fourth finger to do something. The pinky was absolutely useless. So it's like even having all fingers available, it's almost impossible to play the way he did. So he was a genius.
Edith Piaf is a very appreciated artist of France. This is a song by her. Je n'ai pourrais-je mais voudrais sans toi. Je ne pourrais pas de papa Jean mourrais. À la star sans toi, je n'existais pas. Où mon amour ne me quittait pas. Je ne pourrais pas de papa Jean mourrais. Anastas sans toi, je n'existais pas. Oh mon amour. ne me quitte pas. I will wait for you, Michel Legrand, and I've heard Nana Mouskouri and Edith Piaf do that one when I went over there. It's a lot of fun, and a lot of great songs like that. Italy.
Okay. Yes, definitely.
Sylvia and I kind of watching our time because we are going to Pittsburgh to do a wedding, and so we're kind of trying to keep our program to more like about 50 minutes today. But sometimes we like this program, so we've been known to do 2 hours on it. So we get carried away. But Italy is a fun country, and we've had opportunities to play in Venice and Florence and Bellagio and along the Cinque Terre of the different towns. This is a great little song that you'll recognize, I think. C'è la luna mezzo mare, mamma mia, mamma di tale. Figlio mio, credarmi, mamma mia, cosa c'è? Se ti rini a pisciare, ti vai sempre piscio, mamma te. Se ti rini la fantaria, mamma mia, cosa c'è? La la la, pesce pesche baccalà, la la la, pesce pesche baccalà, e con va pesce pesche baccalà, la la la, pesce pesche baccalà. Mamma mia, mamma d'Italia. Figlia mia, credarmi, mamma mia, pensate tu. Si te rigna, pisciaiola, i divai, i divani, sempre piscio, mano tene. Si te rigna, la fattoria, mamma mia, pensate tu. La, 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 pesce, pesche, baccalà. There's a friendship, I don't know if Mike Dalby's still here, but a real friendship developed in Vivaldi and Bach, almost in appreciation for what they were doing with the music. Bach was a great appreciator of Vivaldi, and we play quite a bit of Vivaldi, but here's something that Bach composed that would have been sort of in the Vivaldi style. A great Italian. They call them the Red Priest from Venice. Mm-hmm. this piece is not heard that often on the guitar. I guess you could say it's French because it was written by a Frenchman, but it picks up the element of the yeast very nicely.
Thank you.
Tchaikovsky before we leave, just a couple of bars of the Nutcracker. That's another composer that really picks up on the flavor of the East, and he wanted to do that. Thank you.